actually was not planning, wasn't sure if I was going to give today, but we really finished the second parak in Emunah Bitachon, which is, the first parak is Emunah, second parak is Bitachon. After that goes on to different topics, and we were trying to focus on Inyanei Emunah Bitachon, so I thought to go maybe to the Beis HaLevi, who has a short Maimer HaBitachon that they printed recently, past 30, 40 years, but we'll just make a schala maybe with, it's short, and we should be able to finish before the end of this month, possibly, and it's very powerful. He starts, Chayvus HaBitachon Bo B'Psukim Harvi Rov Mitzvah. The amount of the obligation to have Bitachon is found in numerous Psukim. Too many to count. First, in Nekudah he says is that it's not just it's an added plus. Somebody that doesn't have Bitachon, Avira G'dolihi. It's Mamash and Avira. He doesn't tell you which Avira it is. Where does it say in the Torah that you should be a Beiteach? That you have to be. Truth is that the Shari Tshuva counts it in really in a few places. He says, there's a well-known Shari Tshuva when he's talking about the Chaymer Mitzvah Se'eseh. He says, Daki Amailas El Yonis Nimser Lon Mitzvah Se'eseh. The Amailas El Yonis, maybe people spend more time with regard to their Matzah and their Dalin Minin than they do with these Mitzvahs. However, the Rabbeinu Yonis says, not that way. Rabbeinu Yonis says that the Amailas El Yonis were given a Mitzvah Se'eseh, and at the end he says, Bavur Amailas Elu Nivra Ha'adam. What hope can a human being have if he doesn't invest in the things that he was created for? And he gives a list of about 10 or 11 Marlis El Yonis, Bechiro, Bitochin, Talmatero, Zechiris Chasodav Vizvainer Behem, Marlis Ekedusha, all these Marlis Ayiro, Ha'ava, Hadvekus, all these or mitzvahs essay that were given, and these are the reasons why a person was created. So certainly we have 613 mitzvahs, but the ikar investment of a human being should be in this. This is in Shar Shlishi Oisya Yud Zayin. Is this paragraph? This one paragraph. He ends off. This is the ikar iskoy. He's im lo yosem amal nafshe my tikvas and ivir im lo yosem amal nafshe the ikar iskoy bedvarim asher nivra avurim. So he says, he learns that the pasuk of Tom Tiyah Hashem Alekecho, that there is a chiv to be b'teich and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Similarly, I saw that there's a sign on the bottom here. Later on, the Shari Tshuva says something else. This is in Islam and Beis, he says, Chayim HaMitzvahs Lo Yisaseh, Ki Seitzei Lamilchom Alevecho V'Risasus V'Rechav Am Ravim Chol Lo Yisira Mehen. Now it's not just a Azhara, in the case where a person is going to war, he says, Shim Yira Ha'adam Kitzara Koivo, any scenario that a person sees that he has a possible sorrow which could occur. He should have the ability for Kazbrochu's salvation should be in his heart, and he should be Boiteach in it. Kinin Shenemar Ach Karv Lirev Yishoi, Chengsuv Mi'at Vetir Mi'anish Yomus. Korev to those that are Yorei HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Yeshua of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and who should fear a human being? That Be'etzem, he says, it's not just the added plus. Bitochen is not something which, if you have it, it's nice. If you don't have it, okay. It's a chaval. No, it's an avera gedolihi. Vavera zu asma germ lelipo. Then he adds on nachnekuda, which is tremendous. And he says, the very fact that the person has this avera causes him to falter and causes him to be have him chas v'chalila. K'maymer akosiv cheredas odem yitein moikesh u'boiteach v'ashem yisugod. The pasuk in Mishlei says that the fear that a person has yitein moikesh, that's able to cause the stumbling block. U'boiteach v'ashem yisugod. But the person that's boiteach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who'll be mischazik. It says, "Dal yidei zeh sheyechrad ha'adam yipachei me'ez ha'dover v'lo yibotach b'Hashem, zeh atzmoy gurmli sheinos in the front of Moikesh, shlo yerekel mekodem v'ez ha'dover." Person sees the Shvartza walking down another side, 6'4", and it's the middle of the night, and it's in Harlem. And what? And the hood's on.
Harlem has a bad face.
Okay. Wherever it is, then whatever the situation is. Now, this is a standard situation. It shouldn't be there until 2 o'clock in the morning. But it's a situation that Lav Dafka has to be that there was anything that was going to happen. If the person has a pachad, he says, that could be the reason, very reason why, chas v'chalila, something could happen. He says, even though it wasn't, the atzmer gurmle shenas in the front of moikish, shloi hoya klal mikroin the moikish adover. Prior, well, there was no such thing. Uboiteach b'ashem yisugov, and the person that's boiteach in the Kodesh Baruch Hu will be strengthened, the gam me'atzar shahoya boi inato. That even if there was something that should have happened, this will cause him to be saved. Physically. Physically, the B'tachan HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cause him to have a Yeshua that he shouldn't have been deserving up until now. It sounds like sort of what the Chavis Lavavis is talking about. The Chavis Lavavis says, what's the problem for a person to jump off a roof? If he's supposed to die at this exact point, he's going to die regardless, even if he doesn't jump off the roof. And if he's not supposed to die, then even if he jumps off the roof, nothing should happen. Everything is Bar. One of the answers is because that very fact that you jumped off the roof, that in and of itself was an avera that could cause him to now die. In the Kalam, it could be that a second before he jumped off the roof, Taki shouldn't have died. Now that he committed suicide, now that he jumped off the roof, that in itself was the sibah that he should be able to, that he should have get the einish. So it's a similar type of thing. In the Kalam, even if the person didn't deserve to have something come, but a possible tzara to come, the very fact that he's mefachim, that could cause it to happen. And even in a situation where a person should have been deserving of a tzara, if he's boitech and Kadosh Baruch Hu, then he could be safe. Yirmiya says, don't be scared because in front of them, lest I cause you to fall before them. Because if you're going to be scared, then that's going to cause you to be fall. Yehuda Barnos and Avishokov also Basreder of Amnunu. Asnach, he gave a krecht. Omar le yisurin bo yehu gavar lasuyan nafshi. This is pochot pochadati ve'yosani v'asher yegorti boli. He says, if you're giving a krecht because you're worried or you're scared about something, then that's an invitation to bring upon the person yisurin. As the pasuk says, pochot pochadati v'yosani, because I had a pachad, it came to me, v'asher yegorti, and that which I was worried, boli. That's what caused me to have the tzara come because of the worry, which is the pella, really what it says over here. That we would think that it's an added plus to have bitachon. If you don't have bitachon, then okay, it's nice to have it. It's nice to have bitachon. It's nice to have emunah. It's nice to no. He says it's an avera, and the male of the person that is not bitachon and Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's an avera that could very well cause his demise or whatever it is that happens. And fakir, the mitzvah of bitachon is so stark that the person that is boitech and Kadosh Baruch Hu, even if prior to his bitachin, prior to the tzara coming, maybe he deserved to have the tzara come, nevertheless, if he's boitech and Kadosh Baruch Hu, will be zeicha yinatzel v'chesed yisrael.